for a high today of around 72 degrees under partly cloudy skies with a chance of some scattered showers as well. KJAN News. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. The Iowa Republican State Central Committee has voted to hold its state convention in June, a month earlier than previously scheduled. The Des Moines Register reports the committee voted on Monday to hold the convention June 14th after initially voting to hold the event in July. The decision to change the date came after complaints that a July convention could delay the selection of a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, giving an edge to the Democrats. A number of Republicans are seeking the GOP Senate nomination, while Democratic Representative Bruce Braley has no competition for his party's nomination. The committee also agreed to hold the 2014 caucuses on January 21st, the same date that the Democrats have agreed to. KJAN News Time is 7:08. In other local news here this morning, crews working on a street in Messina struck a line and caused a gas main leak at around 10:30 a.m. on Monday. Utility crews responded quickly to the leak at 3rd and Cedar Streets. A gas shutoff crew from Council Bluffs was called in, and the situation was reported to be under control about 2 hours later. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 2 arrests over this past weekend. On Saturday, the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 28-year-old Thomas Lee Curtis of Griswold on a charge of driving under suspension. Curtis was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he pled guilty and was released the following day on his own recognizance. And on Sunday, the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 31-year-old Matthew Douglas Minnick of Adair on charges of disorderly conduct and interference with official acts. Minnick was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he pled not guilty and was released later that day on his own recognizance. A 31-year-old man has been given 45 years in prison for fatally stabbing an acquaintance in Des Moines. The Des Moines Register says Joseph Ceretti pled guilty to attempted murder and voluntary manslaughter in the slaying of Eric Naylor last November. Polk County Attorney John Sarcone says Ceretti waived his right to a sentencing hearing and was sentenced on Friday. 31-year-old Naylor was found at 12:30 a.m. on November 26th near the intersection of East 17th and Walnut Streets with 3 stab wounds. Police arrested Ceretti the next day, and police say Ceretti sometimes stayed with Naylor. Authorities in northern Iowa are investigating the death of a man who was being detained on suspicion of beating a woman. Iowa DCI Special Agent Mike Craftful says the Worth County Sheriff's deputy responded to a report of a domestic assault in progress at about 11:30 on Sunday night at 208 4th Street North. The officer was flagged down for what appeared to be a domestic assault and went in and heard a female screaming and yelling for help. He entered the residence to discover a male who was beating up a female. The other deputies arrived and helped subdue and handcuff the man, who became unresponsive. The suspect, 38-year-old Michael Zubrod, died at the scene. And Craftful said investigators don't know yet what caused the man's death. There's an autopsy scheduled at the state medical examiner's office that will help determine his death, and a full autopsy report, including a toxicology report, is not expected until later this week. The woman was taken by medical helicopter to St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester for stab wounds and blunt force injuries. A DCI news release issued Monday night stated that the 48-year-old woman was in serious condition. Craftful says the man and woman knew each other well. They did have a personal relationship, and it wasn't anything that was a random event. Zubrod, in 2004, was convicted in Cerro Gordo County of misdemeanor domestic assault without intent to cause injury. In May of 2007, deputies were called to the rural residence of Zubrod's father because Zubrod was out of control. When deputies arrived, they found him agitated under the influence of drugs, and the deputies had to restrain him at that time as well. A search of a camper on the property turned up a .22 caliber rifle and ammunition, leading to a 46-month federal prison term after being convicted of domestic abuse and possession of a firearm as a felon. The Atlantic Police reports 1 arrest and 2 traffic accidents over the weekend in Atlantic. On Friday, 49-year-old David Kirchner of Atlantic was arrested for shoplifting. He was transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. On Saturday, police report an accident at 10:06 a.m. in the 300 block of East 3rd Street. A vehicle driven by Brian Rutherford of Atlantic struck a legally parked vehicle owned by Bruce Peterson of Atlantic. And Rutherford was traveling west on 3rd Street and became distracted and drifted to the right of striking the parked vehicle. Damage to both vehicles totaled $5,000, and Rutherford was also cited for no proof of insurance. And another incident similar to that happened on Sunday at 1:20 p.m. James Hildebrand of Atlantic was backing out of a drive at 404 Crombie Street and backed into a legally parked vehicle owned by Deborah Hart of Atlantic. Hart's vehicle suffered $2,000 damage. That's a look at some of the latest news. We'll check funeral announcements next. KJAN News Time, 7:13. And take a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Wilma Weber, age 92, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Wilma Weber will be held today at 10:30 a.m. in the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of arrangements. Clarice Elizabeth Christensen, age 89, of Solvang, California, died September 13th. Graveside services for Clarice Christensen will be held today at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Harriet J. Ruse, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Harriet J. Ruse will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Kenneth E. Schuler, age 91, of Lyman, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Kenneth Schuler will be held Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Noble Center Church south of Lyman. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Juanita Jean Fries, age 68, of Harlan, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Juanita Jean Fries will be held on Thursday at 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Barbara Jean Newman, aged 75, of Lyman, died Monday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for Barbara Newman will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Chapel in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this morning here on KJN. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.